Aviva Rabinovich here at AR Communications. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Nicole Crawford, who's a marketing communications specialist at Grant Thornton. We're chatting today about Grant Thornton's decision to outsource some of its content marketing to AR Communications. Welcome, Nicole.
Hello, thank you.
So can you share a little bit of background about your role at Grant Thornton?
So I have been at Grant Thornton for just over 5 years now. I am now the marketing communications specialist. So essentially, I'm a project manager. So I manage the creation of various content pieces. So that includes things like thought leadership, sell sheets, advertising, web copy, and social media posts.
Got it. Thanks. So based on your experience, what do you think the main pain points are for marketing professionals today?
So I honestly do think that marketing professionals face a number of challenges in today's marketing environment. Personally, my own experience here at Grant Thornton, I would say time and resources are two huge challenges. I think this is especially apparent as clients are becoming a bit more marketing savvy. So the types of requests that they see out in the marketplace, they want to replicate them here. And then the requests are just getting more sophisticated and complex, and they really don't understand how much time and effort goes into creating these types of pieces. And I think kind of hand in hand with that goes the rise of social media and digital marketing. I think that kind of everyone thinks that they can market themselves on social media, and we really need to show them the value in what we do as marketing professionals.
Yeah, that makes sense, and I suspect it resonates with a lot of people. So about 14 months ago, Grant Thornton decided to outsource a portion of its copywriting to our company. Can you tell me a little bit about what precipitated that decision?
Sure. So actually, before we did engage AR Communications, the majority of our writing and editing was done in-house, predominantly by me, and I did have a colleague as well that took over some of it, with the exception, of course, to thought leadership development. Thought leadership is just takes too much time and dedication to put a piece together, so that was something that we did always outsource to AR Communications. However, in August of 2014, I went on maternity leave, and my replacement during that time didn't really have a writing background. So the team really knew that they needed to come up with a solution to keep the projects moving along in my absence. While the decision was initially made while I was off, I think that we probably would have gotten to this point anyways. Just seeing the increase in the volume of requests that we were receiving, it was just becoming way too much for one or even two people to handle internally. And as I mentioned, you know, as one of the challenges we face, the types of requests are starting to become much more too complex and involved for one person to really manage.
Got it. So did you look at any other solutions other than outsourcing?
Not really, no. We were happy with the work that AR Communications had done in the past, and our previous process, we had been managing multiple vendors and freelancers, and we knew that it just wasn't working out. So we did figure that, you know, a monthly retainer with one organization was probably the best solution for everyone.
Got it. So I guess that's why you ultimately decided on outsourcing.
Absolutely. And in general, our department, it's a small but mighty department, we like to say. And we'd already started to move a lot of our work to external vendors anyways. We just don't have the in-house resources to handle the number of requests. So it all kind of went hand in hand.
No, perfect. That makes sense. So give me a sense of what the experience has been like for you, both for you and your team.
Overall, the experience has been fantastic. As I mentioned, it was put into place when I was off on maternity leave, and when I came back, I was very excited to see that this had been put in place. Our internal clients, by that I mean the marketing staff across the country. I'm positioned in the national office in Toronto. So the marketing staff are extremely happy with the quality of the product that comes from AR Communications. And I myself am very confident in the work they do for us. I know that what we get is going to be of the highest standard. But I also know that when I ask for something, a quick turnaround, which happens, unfortunately, more than I would like, but I know that you can meet our deadlines. It also really frees up a lot of my time. It takes much less time to project manage something than actually doing the writing or the editing myself.
Got it. So I know the decision was made while you were already off, but do you know if you guys had to build a business case for the solution and who you had to build it for?
A business case wasn't really necessary, to be honest. My boss, Sherry, she really was starting to understand the pressures that we were facing internally, and she was completely on board with coming up with a solution that would work for everyone. Now, I had come back kind of towards the end of the first year of the contract, and so before we renewed for the second year, she and I had only about a two-minute discussion about it. She asked me, was the process working? Was I happy with it? I said yes. She approved it. So she really understands the value in the relationship that we have with each other.
Thank you. That's appreciated. So you have definitely mentioned over the course of the call some of the value that you are seeing out of this, including things like you said, the quality and the quick turnaround. Is there any other value add you think we're bringing to the table?
Absolutely. I think that the industry knowledge that AR Communications brings is amazing. The writers that we work with, they're not only incredible at their craft, but they also know the ins and outs of the industry which we work in, so the financial industry. And if they don't know, they'll be sure to get to know it, you know, ask the questions, do the research, so they understand what they're actually writing. They're not just putting pen to paper without that understanding behind it. And I honestly do think that this goes a really long way. You know, it helps the briefing process go much more smoothly, allows for less kind of back and forth with revisions, and ultimately it generates a great final product.
If other companies are considering this kind of solution, would you have any lessons learned that you would share with them?
Sure. I would say, first of all, you know, do your due diligence. Find out what kinds of writing the company does. What industries do they serve? Who else do they write for? What else have they written? Ask for samples, and don't be afraid to ask questions about their processes and their work. And also be sure to make sure that the writer knows your business. As I mentioned, AR Communications has done a really great job of finding out what we do and learning more about it. And make sure that they know your brand, too. You know, your brand is your external voice, just much the same as your logo and your colors signify your brand, the way that you write also does. And then lastly, I would just suggest that you set out your expectations in the beginning, not just with the writing team themselves and the company themselves, but with your internal team. Make sure your internal team knows what types of projects the organization is going to be working on for you, what's included, what's not, what they're willing and not willing to do, setting out things like timing for projects, budgets, costs, all of that. I think if you set that out from the get-go, it'll help ensure that there are not any surprises later on once you get going.
Perfect, thanks. So will you recommend this type of outsourcing to other companies?
I think for my answer so far it's pretty obvious. Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
I think we've got a great arrangement set up. As I mentioned, we're getting a great product. I'm happy. My clients are happy. A bulk of my free time is freed up. And I think that as long as the company you use for outsourcing, as I said, knows you and your expectations, you really can't go wrong.
Amazing. Thank you. So tell us, where can we find out more about Grant Thornton?
So anyone interested in finding out more information about Grant Thornton can visit our website at www.grantthornton.ca or follow us on Twitter. So our Twitter handle is at GrantThorntonCA.
Thank you, Nicole, so much for taking time to chat with us today. For a replay of this podcast or to learn more about outsourcing your content marketing, visit our website at www.ar-com.com/retain-to-gain. Thanks so much for listening.